And now for another opening at Ignite Community Theater. Their next play opening this Friday is Don't Dress for Dinner. We have five actors from the play in here, along with the director, Brian Durbin.
Quick overview, that's tough to do.
Or the long overview is fine too.
Bernard and Jacqueline are a married couple, and Jacqueline is going away for the weekend to visit her mother. Bernard has taken this opportunity to invite his mistress over, Suzanne. He's also hired a cook to come cook for them. And his best friend, who happens to be in town, he invites him over too. Little does Bernard know that Robert and Jacqueline are actually have a thing going as well. So Jacqueline decides to stay so that she can be with Robert. And then Bernard freaks out that she's staying, convinces Robert to say that Suzanne is his mistress. Little does Robert know that when the cook comes, whose actually name is Suzette, he mistakes Suzette for Suzanne. And then they just dig a deeper and deeper and deeper hole. So, and by the end, they try to get themselves out of it with everyone being happy.
So ho-hum, it's just the average domestic situation that we all live and know well, correctly?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. I thought that was the case. Well, you know, I think what we need to do is just get the vibe of the play right now. So we have these five actors lined up here, and so we're going to hear a scene from the play. Is it going to be obvious, Brian, or do you need to set it up at all?
No, it should be fairly straightforward what's happening as you listen along.
Okay, well, let's get in. So but let's review the characters again. Let's actually hear each voice. Bernard, say something in your voice.
Hi, I'm Bernard.
Okay, and Jacqueline?
Hi, this is Jacqueline.
Oh, I get it. Let me try it again with your microphone on.
Hi, this is Jacqueline.
Okay, and Robert?
This is Robert.
Okay, and Suzanne?
Hi, I'm Suzanne.
And George?
I'm actually reading as Suzette today, but I am.
Oh, you're reading as Suzette.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm reading as Suzette, but I'm playing George in the show. So.
Oh, I see. Oh, good. Okay.
Fortunately, our Suzette couldn't be here. She had to work.
That's okay. So you're versatile. Okay, we'll find out who you all are later. But those are the characters' names, and let's go ahead right into this scene from Don't Dress for Dinner.
Wonderful. I'm now the cook's lover.
You've hooked a cook?
It's not funny, Bernard. This is a disaster.
Oh, considering the situation, I think we're managing quite well.
Ding dong.
So far.
Good evening, darling.
No, not now. Jacqueline's in the kitchen.
Oh, sorry. Good evening.
Robert, meet Suzanne.
How do you do?
How do you do? Darling.
That's better. Happy birthday, Angel.
Careful with my coat.
Don't worry, I know how much it cost. What took you so long?
This medieval place. There was only one taxi at the station, and some chauvinist pig barged past me and pinched it.
Sorry, that was me, if I'd realized.
Oh, what a shame. We could have shared it.
That would have saved a great deal of trouble.
Never mind. Listen carefully, Angel. For reasons which I haven't time to explain, we've had to change the plan.
Change the plan?
Yes, you're no longer his lover.
I'm not.
No.
Why not?
He's already got a lover.
Who?
The cook.
The cook?
She's no longer the cook.
What is she?
She's you.
Me?
What you were supposed to be.
So who am I?
What she was supposed to be.
What's that?
The cook.
Ah, I'm the cook?
Oh, so you're here at last.
Pardon?
Well, do you know what time it is? We were expecting you nearly an hour ago.
You were?
Yes, what happened to you?
I missed the,
Bus!
Bus?
Bus!
Well, that's no excuse. The agency should have made sure you were here on time.
Agency?
Bon appetit.
Oh, thank you.
The catering agency, isn't that who sent you?
Of course it was!
Oh, yes, of course it was.
Well, it's not good enough. I've got guests having to help me in the kitchen.
Don't get angry, darling.
I'm not angry. I just, oh.
She's here now anyway, darling, and we're very glad to see her. Everything is back to normal.
Ha. Huh.
So let's get on and enjoy the evening, eh?
Very well. Come this way, Miss,
Susie.
Susie? What? A beautiful coat. Is that yours?
No, it's Susie's. Suzette's, isn't it?
Yes, Suzette's.
I was just about to hang it up.
Well, Chanel! It must have cost the earth.
20,000 euros.
What?
Robert paid 20,000 euros for it. A birthday present for Suzette, wasn't it, Robert?
Yes?
Well, happy birthday, Suzette!
Yes, happy birthday, Suzette.
Yes, happy birthday, Suzette!
No, I'm a Virgo.
Okay, there we go. As if mistaken identity weren't confusing enough, then we do it on the radio. when we can't even quite know who's talking. So always that question when we talk about a farce, when we talk like this with all the mistaken identity, it's clearly for the sheer fun of it and all the fun. But then what else? And that's always the hard question, you know, does it have any redeeming social value, as they say? What do we learn about the human condition? Do we learn about deception? Do we learn about people's motives, about the duplicity of people's motives? Who wants to jump in on any of the things beyond the sheer silliness and fun?
I guess I will.
Go ahead. the brave gentleman is Christian Thomas as Robert.
I think as far as it goes, it offers a very healthy way of exploring these ideas and thoughts. Like, this deals a lot with infidelity, but it puts it into a lighter framework so that we can actually, like, it's, you know, it's an easy way to look at it and say, whoa, 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 that's a bad situation, without completely just, I don't know, making it over dramatic. You know, mm-hmm. we take something and we can explore these ideas and make them lighter and really understand what they mean now, mm-hmm. with further analysis, because
they are
accessible.
Because in spite of my previous wisecrack, they are part of humanity, of certainly attractions to people one's not supposed to be attracted to. And some of those things. Anybody else?
I think something that's sort of added in at the end of the show is really this idea of people longing to believe what's comfortable. I think everybody is really willing to accept that, you know, even though their instinct is telling them this doesn't feel right, they're willing to put that aside in order for things to move on and for them to get what they want out of it. So I think it's about a bunch of very selfish people.
we've just been hearing from Andrea Tate, who plays the role of George in this in this production. Anybody else want to come in on this conversation of what else one learns from? I assume it's in two acts, and there's some cliffhanger at the end of the first act by which we worry whether there will be murder and mayhem later. Yeah. And so this is the play, Don't Dress for Dinner, at Ignite Community Theater. And it opens this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It actually will be the same sequence for 3 weekends, Friday night, Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2, from now through February 25th. Let's bring Nisha Schramm in here to talk a little. You're the president of Ignite, or you at least have been.
I am. I'm still the president for a few more months.
And so always that question, talk about the choosing of a play.
So this is a play that many of us were familiar with in some capacity, and everybody remembered fondly. And when we got the script, we're in the thick of choosing scripts now for next year. But when we were in this place last year, once this script kind of passed around, it was one of those that was very funny and everybody enjoyed it and thought, you know, this is a solid show that we can do. And we know that it's been well received, but it's been a while since it's been seen, because I think mm-hmm. the last time it was done was when Civic did it like 7-8 years ago, something like mm-hmm. that. So it's a fun piece, and it's one that mm-hmm. we knew that our audience would have a fun time watching.
Talk about the pool of actors that you know of. Well, I assume you have auditions and you get lovely surprises too. But anytime you're doing this, you kind of think, well, we're probably going to have enough good actors to do it. Talk about that issue.
So it's kind of a roulette situation where you never quite know what you're going to get. Sometimes we have a ton of actors show up, and sometimes we don't have as much. I will say at Ignite, we have an easier time casting people above their 50s. Mm. Because a lot of the folks that are really involved in Ignite are retired, or their schedules are more open in the evening when they're not of, you know, having young kids at home. So this is a little different show for us, because this is a group of 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, like, where everybody is in that demographic where it's harder to cast. But we've got a great group, and almost all new faces. Stephanie and Emily are the only ones who had been in shows previously. Brian's been in shows, but he hasn't directed for us yet, correct? Mm. Yes. So it's nice to have some new folks come in who have maybe been to the theater but not actually been in a show at the theater.
Great. Well, thank you, Anisha Schrum-Krosen, the president of Ignite, and thank you, everybody who came in to give us a good taste of Ignite, which of this show, which opens this Friday. I'll say all your names just because we need to hear them on the radio. Nick, Brian Durbin, the director, and then the actors, Nick Fortner, Emily Geddes, Christian Thomas, Dana Salmond, and Andrea Tate, right? Of all of you. Okay, well, thanks again.